This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Cable television companies have a problem, and it's not going away. They're trying to hang on to their customers as more and more of them drift over to the likes of Hulu and Netflix, which is why those cable companies are cracking down on password sharing and, they hope, the bleeding off of tens of millions of dollars in lost revenue. The CEO of Charter Communications, we read in Bloomberg today, says he is willing to lead the password charge. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
When Lubna Hindi wanted to watch Orange is the New Black on Netflix, she just hit up a friend and asked for her login.
I still use that person's password, and it's been like almost 5 years.
Now, an HBO password, that is more coveted, she says. She had to ask four people. And when friends and family want to use her cable subscription?
Sure, you can have it.
No problem. But for pay TV operators, it is a big problem, says analyst Britt Sappington of Park Associates. Just this year, it cost them $3.5 billion in subscriptions, or about 3% of overall market revenue.
It's not landscape changing, but at the same time, 3%, that's a pretty big number.
Sappington says in total, about 16% of adults in U.S. households admit they share passwords for a video service. And
those that are the most likely to share passwords are those that never subscribe to pay TV ever.
So how do TV providers plan to clamp down on the practice while grabbing new customers? Himish Bisay heads up Cinecor, which manages streaming service logins. He says they could allow less simultaneous streaming or require a password more often, but crack down too much?
You just raise consumer ire.
Bisay says his college son uses his login.
We don't want to do things that make natural use cases like that, where members of the household have trouble accessing content that has been paid for.
One solution, he says, is to educate so people know that swapping passwords is a form of piracy. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.